Title: Department of Labor Curtails Liquidated Damages in Wage and Hour Investigations. Content: On June 27, 2025, the U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, announced a significant shift in its wage and hour enforcement policy, ending the long-standing practice of seeking liquidated damages in administrative, pre-litigation proceedings under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA. This move, outlined in Field Assistance Bulletin, FAB, number 2025-3, represents a marked change in regulatory approach and has immediate implications for employers, employees, and the broader employment law community. The change is intended to bring the DOL's enforcement activities back in line with its statutory authority while streamlining the resolution of wage and hour investigations. What are liquidated damages? In the context of the FLSA, liquidated damages refer to an additional sum of money, equal to the amount of unpaid wages or overtime compensation owed to an employee, awarded as compensation for delayed payment. Liquidated damages are distinct from punitive damages and serve to ensure prompt and full wage payment to employees. Ostensibly, the purpose of liquidated damages is to compensate workers for losses that arise from the employer's failure to pay the required wages on time, and not merely to penalize employers. If an employer was found to have violated minimum wage or overtime requirements, the law provides that the affected employee is entitled to recover both the unpaid wages and an equal amount in liquidated damages, unless the employer can demonstrate that the violation was made in good faith and with reasonable grounds for believing it was not a violation of the law. DOL's pursued an expansion of liquidated damages. Traditionally, the DOL's Wage and Hour Division, WHD, played a limited role in supervising the payment of back wages and overtime compensation through administrative investigations and settlements. For decades, the DOL did not seek liquidated damages as part of administrative settlements in pre-litigation cases. Instead, the statute was understood to allow the recovery of unpaid wages and overtime only, reserving liquidated damages as a remedy exclusively available in litigation. This policy shifted in 2010 under the Obama administration, when the DOL started to pursue liquidated damages in the course of resolving wage and hour investigations before litigation commenced. The agency's rationale was to enhance deterrence and strengthen worker protections by requiring employers to pay not only the wages owed but also an equal amount in liquidated damages, even in voluntary settlements. This practice expanded further in subsequent years, allowing DOL investigators and regional solicitors to request such damages more routinely when employers settled FLSA violations during administrative investigations. The scope of this expansion was particularly evident under the Biden administration, which formally authorized this authority through FAB 2021-2. The consequences for employers were significant. Facing potential double damages before a lawsuit could be filed, many employers found themselves in a weakened negotiating position and faced larger financial exposure. Proponents of the policy argued that it helped deter wage and hour violations, but critics contended that it prolonged investigations and introduced unnecessary ambiguity and delay into the administrative settlement process. Research cited by the DOL in FAB 2020-2, which was removed by the DOL on April 9, 2021, showed that the inclusion of liquidated damages extended the length of administrative investigations by nearly 28%. The new administration and its statutory interpretation under the second Trump administration, the new leadership of DOL, upon reviewing the FLSA and related legal authorities, concluded that Congress had not expressly granted the DOL the authority to supervise or secure payment of liquidated damages in pre-litigation or administrative processes. In FAB 2025-3, the DOL formally rescinded FAB 2021-2 and expressly prohibited the WHD from seeking, imposing, or collecting liquidated damages in the settlement of wage and hour disputes before litigation commenced. Effective June 27, 2025, the DOL will only supervise or require the payment of unpaid wages or overtime compensation during administrative investigations and settlements. DOL staff and legal counsel are now prohibited from seeking, negotiating for, or approving the inclusion of LIQ.